Blog Talk Radio.
License to kill gophers by the government of the United Nations. Man free to kill gophers at will. To kill, you must know your enemy. In this case, my enemy is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit, ever. They're like the Viet Cong. Varmint Cong. So what you gotta do, you gotta fall back. That's superior firepower. And superior intelligence. And that's how she wrote.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Grumbling and growling is fun. You ain't never gonna get nowhere, no how, throwing stones at the sun. You pray for the rain when it comes, you complain, you don't think of the good that it's done. You ain't never gonna get nowhere, no how, throwing stones at the sun. When evening falls, romance calls, and you soon see the moon up above. You keep wondering why love is passing you by. You've got to have a heart for love. You ain't got no use for a duck or a goose if the eggs ain't gold, everyone. You ain't never gonna get nowhere, no how, throwing stones at the sun.
We'll be right back. man who stole my look. He was in the Rat Patrol. Where's my cue? Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend. That your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Chris George, Christopher George, was the leader of the Rat Patrol. He had that Australian hat with the flipped-up brim. Yeah, yeah, talking like this. He's only about 4 foot tall, though. You ever see him in those John Wayne movies? He's like a little person. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the National Beat Council and the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of washable socks and reusable Q-tips. We thank them again for their yucky patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. Check them out on Facebook. You'll love it. You're listening. I hope I try to get as many beets in my diet as possible, but it's hard, man. You know, it's just, if you're not a beet guy, you know, to get that beet going. Hey, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest fake radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Countdown to Obscurity. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chindribble with his guest, Finko DeStanky, inveterate liar and part-time glutton. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster from a bunker at an undisclosed location. And then it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. Well, it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. TM. Well, the phone lines will be open just a few minutes.
We have a caller on the line, ladies and gentlemen.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, Vern, look what I found in my daddy's closet. You know, I bet you this is from the big one. You know, WW2. Boy, I bet them were some great times. I know, because I never miss Hogan's Heroes on WDBJ 7. You know, with Schultz and Hogan and Commandant Clint. Hogan's Heroes, weekdays on your hometown station. You know, Vern, this must be some kind of a cigarette lighter.
I know nothing. Pass these off.
Hello?
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hey.
Greetings.
Had some hours, so suck it.
I'm looking for I'm having chest pains over here. couldn't find my chest pains, man.
I apologize for missing last week, and I almost missed this week. I took a hit of my Delta 8 and was all set to go to bed. Now I'm feeling good and high.
Good. Yeah, I sent you a smoke signal, man.
I noticed that right afterwards, right after I realized.
Ordered a possum. Hey, man.
Glad I caught it.
Good to have you with us, sir.
Glad
it was nothing cereal. Yeah.
I was watching 13 Lives last week. I forgot it was
lives.
Monday. Yeah, I got those Taiwanese kids that got caught in a flooded cave.
That movie's done? Or is that a documentary?
Yeah.
It's the movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's on Prime.
Cool. Yeah, wow. That's a crazy.
Yeah,
that was Ron Howard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I know, you know, Ron Howard ought to go to jail for putting them kids in that cave, man. That's just not cool.
There you go.
Doing that. Maybe the FBI will raid his house. Oh, man, I've been laughing all week at that shit. The one guy on TV said today, he goes, you know, the FBI doesn't come to your house to get shit unless they know you have that shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They just don't, like, show up on a whim. Chances are you're Gilcup.
Yeah. Good.
I didn't even know this one was in the works, man. He's got so many other damn things in the fryer.
A lot of shit.
But I mean, what's he going to do with a box full of tip-top secrets? But sell them? Come on.
To his good buddy.
Fuck yes. God.
Somebody wrote on Facebook that it was the best ride ever. It was a big riot. It was him talking about how, you know, he over-exaggerates.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Believe me, the best riot.
Well, I hope this fucking reality show fucking ends, man. I thought they took it off last year. What the fuck happened?
Never
goes away.
It's
going to
linger on until he's dead.
Buried on the par 9, or the par 5, whatever, the ninth hole.
Yeah. We're not getting any satisfaction. He's not going to prison.
No. There will be no comeuppance.
No.
I think the best thing to come out of it would just be, you know, to say, well, you can't be president no more, man.
Yeah.
You can't hold office.
Yeah,
you can't be dog catcher.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get the fuck out of here. You know, don't. They took away his passport, man. You can't go running home to Russia. All right. Let's blow something. Oh, yeah. Let's see. I've been late. Well, I've been busy, man. I've been working a lot.
Okay.
And now an encore presentation.
I need to combine those two. Put the dream heart behind that. That would be cool.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'll work on that maybe. Who knows? Where's my music, man? All right. So anyway, I uploaded a couple of classics.
Okay.
What do we got here? Cues from Daddy G has paused the mower. Thank you, sir. Somebody took care of that. Gee whiz, this computer is like Cracker Jack box over here. Okay, we got Wilson Phillips, Hold On, which is pretty good. Uh-huh. And Rihanna, We Found Love. So you want something?
Okay.
What do you want, a little moody or upbeat?
Okay, guys, let's go to a little moody.
Moody it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Wilson Phillips.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of Reverend Wendy on this one, too.
Oh, okay.
Listen, if you listen closely. Because this was part of the lost episodes, so I had to retrieve it from the archive. if you follow that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hold on, because we're going to blow up Wilson Phillips. 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we
go. A good tooth will give off a clear ringing sound when struck by a metal object.
There you are. That's very simple.
Metal object. Metal object. Metal object.
Hammerhead.
All right. Who gives a shit about Bigfoot?
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains?
Go! Oh! Oh! Oh!
No one can change your life except for you.
What is this shit?
Don't ever let anyone step all over
oh,
you.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Open your heart and your mind.
Who's a fire on two of us?
Is it pretty fair to feel
oh.
This way inside? Oh, the oh. Oh. Don't chase the fight, but make you want to run, take time.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
For their lives. A lot of procrastinators are saying Putin might as well quit now because he ain't going to fucking beat the Ukrainians because they're fighting for their home, man.
And good.
They're having to, you know, they're having trouble finding dudes to send down there to fight the Ukrainians in Russia. Guys don't want to go down there. They don't want to fight them guys. They get to kick our ass as we go down there. So,
I'll fuck with them.
I'm keeping a good thought on them guys, man. Thoughts and prayers, man. Thoughts and prayers, right?
Thoughts and prayers.
Well, there's the Possum Lounge, man.
The Possum Lounge.
They missed you last week, dude.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I was gonna text you, and then I thought, well, maybe he's like doing that old man nap thing, and
yeah, didn't do it. I got up at like 3:30 in the morning to take my medicine, and I got it in that organizer. So I go, what was yesterday? Monday. Fuck, I forgot Possum Hour. So I didn't even realize it until about 3:30 in the morning.
That's funny. Yeah. Oh, you were missed, man. They had to listen to
you. Yeah, you were tracking the days when you sit here doing nothing.
God, there could be a class action lawsuit, dude, if you miss any more shows.
Got that right.
I'm deadly serious. Applecheeks Alice is here. Thank you, Tony Alice. Sweet Alice, you got that right. And Daddy G is here.
Daddy G
stopped by.
Big Daddy G.
He's got a show here on, Blog Talk Radio. One of the finest in whatever it is that we do here. Blog talks, talking vlogs, or podcasts, I guess they are, huh?
There you go.
His is on Saturday at 9 Eastern Time. And,
In the Grotto.
In the Grotto, that's it. In the Grotto. Saturday night. I'm always working, man, when your show's on. I'm coming home going, but geez, I've never been this tired in my life. I crack a beer and go night-night. It's like that, man.
Oh, sure.
So you're trying desperately to gain weight.
Yep.
I'm trying desperately to lose weight.
There you go.
You see the irony there?
Oh, yeah.
Your inability to gain weight is killing you. My inability to lose weight is killing me. Who's going to go first, kids?
We're going to cancel each other out.
I mean, I got a better chance of falling through a floor or something. You know, I hit a weak board and break my neck.
Got to eat beets.
Yeah, eat more beets. What? I got to I'm going to go vegetarian, cut out beer completely. Like I did. I lost 60 pounds a few years back doing that.
Right.
If I could lose 30, man, I'd be happy. Anyhow, thanks for coming, Daddy G. Apple Cheeks. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Says she's got to lose weight, too, but it's hard because of the eating thing. That's not the biggest. For me, it's beer, man. For me, it's fucking beer. Today I had a salad, a green salad, tomato. Did I have anything else? I had the Paul Newman's Italian dressing. All the profits go to charity, babe. Gotta love Paul Newman. Guy was a saint.
Oh, yeah.
He was a saint, Paul Newman. And pretty eyes. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Board Prefect is wringing out his socks at the moment, but he's here in spirit, and he might be hearing these words, but he's whittling or something, whittling his dinner.
Okay.
But he's here, he had some
Board Prefect.
Run-ins with the weather, Board Prefect, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it wouldn't be a city full of drenched and drowning rats, see Winnipeg. Without Ford Prefect. Apparently they're having a bit of weather up there north of the Bordeaux. V8s are great, Kate. I love V8. Also good with a little vodka.
That was my hangover. That's good for hangovers, V8.
Oh, beauty. It's the wonder drug.
Yep.
Because it's a great drink, and it's
hair
a great drug.
Hair works
drink.
Better. Hair
well, you, that's
better.
The thing. You make the Bloody Mary. You make the Bloody Mary.
There you go.
V8 with the joy juice in it. And a little bit of dash of Worcestershire. And a little dash of lemon juice.
Right.
And you're back on a horse. Woohoo!
Great.
All right. Excuse me. Hope says he worked at a Paul Newman-sponsored summer camp once, and they sent them home with salad dressing. That's pretty cool, man. Because it is. I've tried many products by Paul Newman. I've never had one that wasn't top quality. Top quality products.
Good stuff.
You might pay an extra.
It's popcorn. It is popcorn.
I've never had the popcorn.
I don't think I ever did either.
Try Paul Newman's popcorn. And Ope loves V8, too. Everybody loves V8. If you don't love V8, there's something wrong with you, man. You know?
Indeed.
How can you not fucking love V8? Tomato juice, I can see. Tomato juice.
Yeah.
V8.
Big difference.
Thanks for coming there. Ford, GTO's here.
GTO.
GTO, strongest man on the internet. He's got an uncle that just eats potatoes and white cake.
Oh.
Potatoes and white cake. You might want to stay away from that, man. GT loves spicy V8. Vroom!
Man likes his spice.
I got a jug of V8 in there. It's the spicy, which is just like a hell of a lot more sugar, salt, which I don't really need. But on the good side, yeah. Lately, I've been looking at my blood pressure, man. My blood pressure's been like down lately.
Good, and mine's slowly going up.
There you go. Yeah, cool.
Uh-huh.
You need to go up. I need to go down. And we're at least going in the right directions on those. High five, man.
There you go.
Do you got your own little personal doodad to take your pressure?
Yeah. Yep.
It's cool as fuck. You got the little machine,
well,
you press the button, and it goes...
Yep. And then it registers on a tablet that goes to a nurse's station so they can keep an eye on me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool,
In the morning, I do the weight. And then I do the blood pressure, and then I do the little finger thing, the oxygen.
It goes to the noise, huh?
Yep. And if I'm very low on something, they call me and ask me to take it again.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Man, you gotta love you gotta love that, man. Good medical shit going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Being a good medical shit, there's our old pal Ope.
Ope.
Other people's
Ope, sure.
eyes. He's the man of the hour.
Man with the record collection.
Man with the record collection. Okay. This song. Okay. It's called Elmer's Tune, right?
Yeah.
And oh man, on the penultimate weekend of my first marriage, I went to a pirate game and I went up to the lake and I was at the pirate game and I was like, you know, getting rip roaring drunk because my life's falling apart. And the organist for the Pirates played this song as the intro song for one of the players.
Yeah.
And I heard this tune, and I'm like, what is that tune? And I look up, and the guy's name is Elmer Descends. Elmer's Tune, man. I'm like, that's so cool, Elmer's Tune. So they said, when they found me passed out on the back porch that night, I was mumbling, Elmer's Tune. Elmer's Tune. Elmer's Tune.
I've never heard of it. Never heard of Elmer's tune.
I don't know why I know stupid shit like that. Thanks for coming, Ope. I bet you got Elmer's tune in there somewhere.
I'm sure he does.
Here's Apple Cheek. She's trying to return shoes to a Chinese store. And the response today was, "Hi, dear Amazon customer. We are very sorry for this. The product can still be used normally. Could you please keep it? We're willing to give you a 40% refund as compensation. You can give it to the right person. Can you accept it? Looking forward to your reply. Please don't worry. We will solve the problem for you. Thank you. Wish you a happy life."
Oh, no shit. Yeah. They want you to keep it anyway, huh?
What are those Zen shoes or something, man? That's pretty weird. All right. Well, and, you know, of course, we also have Professor RJ, what do you call, Gumby over here.
Yeah.
And that would be the Amazing. Possum Lounge, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. With your super host, Commodore. Thank you.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine if chatting with a chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course, can't you? With a furry friend, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals and talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, and squawk with the animals, and Lord, they could talk to me. Think what fun we have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutan, oh, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say why not a mutt, and I would. Stop and think of it, there's no doubt of it, I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals and talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, walk with the animals, and they could squeak and squawk and speak.
No. I think Ford has the wrong idea. It is not a song to legitimize bestiality. He's asking who would want to fuck a monkey anyway.
That's a hell of a song to remember. Lots of remembering that.
What? Talk to animals?
A lot of lyrics in that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That Sammy was a fucking genius. Entertainer of entertainers.
Who was it?
Sammy Davis Jr.
That was Sammy? Okay.
That was Sammy,
babe. Figure that out.
I thought I was looking for a studio thing, and they just had the live one, so I said, all right,
yeah,
we'll go live. I got to hear some Sammy, man. You know, it's just us in the Sammy mood, man.
It's good stuff.
It has
Mr.
Same.
Entertainer.
Oh, he was the greatest, man. And the guy liked to work, man. I think he was strapped for cash most of the time.
Yeah.
He'd do the Mike Douglas show, the Merv Griffin show, the Johnny Carson show, the Hollywood Palace show, and he'd guest star in a Vegas over there or something, you know. Guy was always on TV.
And always had time for a love boat.
You know that, babe. You know that, babe. Oh, yeah. Kate says she wants to forget that song. All right. Not into bestiality, are you? Okay. Well, we've got something for everybody here. Awesome hour. So, speaking of bestiality, well, not bestiality, but beasts, the Whistle Pigs.
Okay.
The Whistle Pigs. Ford says there's a city in Japan that has wild monkeys biting people trying to abduct children and babies. Why haven't we reported this on Possum News? Well, if they were possums, it'd have been the first.
That shit's been going on. Crazy monkeys, man.
Oh, you got that right. You got that. You got to watch them, especially the howler monkeys. They're the ones that really send you to the poorhouse, huh? If you know what I'm saying over here. So,
monkey.
I laugh because I cry. Okay. Oh, cool. Applecheek's got to go. She's going to go on a bike ride.
Oh, okay.
Lucy. Tim Hortons. Before it gets too dark. Tim Hortons, man. You know my Tim Hortons story where I went in and I asked for the sandwich. They said they didn't have any bacon. I said, all right, that's okay. And they went, yeah, but we don't have any bread either. Nah.
You're out of bread.
You need to clock out and go home, hon. All right. So the Whistle Pigs under the shed, man, terrorizing the neighborhood. The next door neighbor, she's a sweetie. She's suffering.
Yeah.
So last Monday, during the day, I did yard work. I did yard work today. Isn't that interesting? So anyway, weeded out my garden. I planted the garden, and like the first fucking chance they got, those stupid groundhogs had eaten all the sunflowers and shit.
Ah, those bastards.
I'm like, God, you know, you just think, fuck it, nah, God day. So I just let the whole thing grow up. I had, like, weed in there, man. It was really overgrown. So I thought, I'm sure the old gal next door didn't enjoy seeing that every day. So I weeded it out. And I had a couple tomatoes I got going. They're on the fence. Hopefully they're high enough that the Whistle Pigs don't get them. But I had one nice sunflower coming up. Survive.
Yeah.
I'm like, sweet. I texted my buddy Marcus, told him, he goes, yeah, they'll probably find that now that you got the weeds pulled out of there. Son of a bitch, man. Tuesday morning, I go out there, and that thing, every last bud on it, I like, you know, every arm gets a bud. It's a beautiful plant, man.
Yeah.
Ate them all off. It's sitting there.
Ah, jeez.
I yanked it out of the ground, throw it, and all right, that's it. This time, I mean it, I'm getting poison.
Bye-bye, Whistle Pigs.
I got on the internet, looked up the Whistle Pig poison, and I got suckered into $50. I don't know if I just dunked $50 down a commode. I bought these things, and they came the next day. They've been... I got to wait 2 weeks to see if it works. But what it is there are spikes that go in the ground, and they emit an electronical signal, see, in all directions through the earth. And it fucks with the burrowing animals. They can't stand it, so they move to somewhere quiet.
Okay. Nice.
So I've had it running, I guess, all weekend. So we'll see. We'll see. We're about... But I'm not holding out any hope. I think, you know, I just figure, geez. I don't know.
Makes sense.
I mean, it kind of has a scientific ring to it. You know, if you're, Ope says to prevent snakes, you can do that. So I don't know. I hope it works.
Is there a downside to it? Does it?
No.
Can it make other things come up?
No, it can make it actually, it's supposed to keep all all animals away, because no animals want to be around the front, like snakes and everything. So I got one in the front of the shed.
Charlie Callis?
Yeah, it emits Charlie Callis sound effects in all directions. I got one in front of the shed and one behind the shed. It was a fart fart and woo, fart fart and woo. And eventually, they'll leave, hopefully. So, and on that silly note, what?
I have faith in it.
Oh, you have faith? All right. Hopes and prayers from Gumbo, man. That helps.
There you go.
You know? Hopes and prayers. Because, I don't want to trap anymore because, lady next door saw a skunk.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Fucking catch a skunk.
That's it.
You know?
You got a pet for life because you're not going to the cage.
Well, she says, no, all you do is throw a rock at the cage and then it sprays and then it can't spray again.
Okay, that makes sense.
That easy.
Yeah.
That easy. Yike. All right.
Except it sprays.
Tim Horton donuts make great snake repellent, says Daddy G. All right. Oh, my God.
Tim Horton's around here.
Apple Cheek says she found out today her gas dryer was venting into the house for years, probably. It had come apart in the duct. I had that same thing happen years and years and years ago at the old place, man.
How long did it take you to figure it out?
I don't. It was a while, man. There was, lint everywhere. All right. It's time for a quickie. You ready for a quickie?
Very quick, yours.
Well, children, would you like to come and hear a little story?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then come right on. It's a story about that old snake in the grass called the viper. I was in my apartment all alone when I heard a ring tingling on the telephone. I said, who's that at 3:30? And a frightening voice came back at me. I'm the viper. I'll see you in 7 weeks. My head was spinning and my knees were weak. I could hardly stand on my own 2 feet. Its next call got me out of bed, and how I flipped as that voice said, I'm the viper. I'll see you in 7 days. I shook like jello in a hurricane. My heart was pounding like a Pullman train. Again that voice upset me so. Again I flipped as it said, oh, oh. I am the viper. I'll see you in 7 seconds. Now I'm certain that my time has come. I can hear its knock. It's too late to run. I know that I must let it in. So wish me luck, 'cause things look grim. I am the viper. Oh, why have you come?
I have come to wipe your windows.
Hope liked it.
Hey. Spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Come to wipe your windows. That was the live version. I was going to use the studio version. I don't remember why I went with the live version.
Okay. The live one has a punchline at the end.
They don't have the punchline on the record?
I'm guessing no. Cause was that Tiny that said the ending?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody else.
Come to wipe your window. All right, what's the damn 3 minutes, damn it? Yep, for some Yoko? Nah. Not yet. Oh, this one, okay. I don't know, everybody's going to say it's not a 3 minutes and complain, so.
Yeah, okay.
What the hell? That's part of the fun of the 3 minutes, though. Nobody's ever happy with it. This is like Shemp meditation,
yeah.
And you tell them to be happy with it.
It's relative.
It is relative. I think it's like a uncle twice removed.
Yeah.
All right. If the date a girl with a false set of teeth. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old feather ain't got no wings. Aren't you jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle? Well, the eagle's flying round and round to keep my 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now, I can't fly, but I'm telling you, I could run the pants of a kangaroo. But he can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, he was the model for the 50 cents. The designer should have had more sense. Take a look, it'll prove to you. I ran the pairs of that kangaroo. Take a look, it'll prove to you. He ran the pairs of the kangaroo. You can't loop the loo like a cockatoo. Swoop and toss like an albatross. Silly galah, I'm better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try and talk. Well, me and them's like cheese and chalk. But I don't know. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, a dingo came around one day.
Hey there, emu, you wanna play?
But the emu was too smart for him. Walked right up and kicked him in the shin. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants of a dingo too.
Oh yeah, but he had to kick me in the shin.
Well, the last time I saw old man emu, he was chasing a female emu, as he shot past, I heard him say, she can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. She can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, there is a moral to this ditty, Thrush can sing, but he ain't pretty, Duck can swim, but he can't sing, nor can the eagle on the wing. Emu can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the kookaburra laughed, and he said it's true,
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
All right. What do we got?
I gained 53 pounds, and I'm super pumped.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course.
I'm super pumped.
Oh, yeah.
was it? Super pumped.
Super pumped. All right. This is off the Edmonton Journal Crime Blotter.
Yeah.
Must be the Canadian Forces. Canadian Forces Bombardier handed out cannabis-laced cupcakes to fellow soldiers during a live fire drill.
Whoa.
Endangered her comrades and betrayed their trust. The panel of judges said, nah. One stone soldier was driving soldiers to an airstrip when he felt mind-altering symptoms and nearly crashed into another vehicle. Isn't that cool, man, when you feel that? yeah, man, there it is. Another soldier felt spaced out, and he walked around staring at trees instead of guarding access to a field where artillery rounds would be exploding. A colleague fell asleep in the back of a truck. But anyways, you know,
that was a
what's
smart
the
move.
Lesson here? What's the lesson here, man? If everybody was stoned on weed, there'd be no wars.
There you go.
Soldiers would go to fuck home. Thank you, Apple Cheeks, for that one. Beautiful story. Where better living through cannabis. Cupcakes.
I know, I'm feeling it now.
You and Mikey, man. Mikey don't smoke no mo. Mikey just eats the brownies. He likes his edibles, man. He went through a whole cancer thing and shit, man. Not to talk about somebody behind their back. But yeah, yeah. He's all right
That's now.
He's okay
That's
now.
Good. That's always good to hear.
Oh, he's getting all kinds. He's getting good treatment like you're getting good treatment over here, man.
Good.
All right. This one, my buddy Bogey sent me this. An athlete comes in last in world championship race after his junk keeps falling out of his shorts. Italian runner Alberto Nonino. You know what they say about them Italians there, man. You know what I'm saying.
They need to pay your gym shorts.
He got that right, man. During the 400-meter event at last week's World Athletics U20 Championship in Cali, Colombia, yes, Nonino suffered from repeated wardrobe malfunctions. The moment he got off the block, he struggled to keep Mini Nonino safely stowed.
He's got to get a jock strap.
I can see your doodle. Good stuff. And that's funny that it fucking caused him to come in last, you know.
Boy, he's subconscious about it.
You know, you gotta love adding the injury to the insult and vice versa. All right. Go to the animal news, man. Famous Arizona jaguar El Jefe was spotted in Mexico.
The boy.
Have a photo of El Jefe. Why that made the news. He's at least 12 years old, and his crossing of the heavily guarded U.S.-Mexico border has sparked celebrations on both sides. El Jefe or the boss? Those jags. I didn't know they had jaguars running around on the fucking border.
Oh, yeah, kid.
The hell?
You know there's coyotes in New England?
Yeah, I figured coyote,
I didn't know that.
Coyote. Jaguar, I knew they had the big cats down in South America and shit, but...
Yeah.
The mountain lions in the north, but I knew they had jags down here.
Look at jaguars.
What's a jags? All right, this is in Turkey? Okay. Officials in Turkey said a young brown bear was rescued after being found disoriented and intoxicated from consuming a large amount of hallucinogenic honey. The honey, known as mad honey, contains greanotoxin, a neurotoxin that produces hallucinogenic effects when consumed by mammals. Oh,
well,
dude.
Is this little bear okay?
Yeah, he's okay now. But he was tripping his ass off, man. He ate that.
That good stuff.
Whee! He said, hey, man. You got any of that, you know, what do you call mad honey to go?
Mad honey.
Mad honey, man. Very cool.
Now
yeah.
I got a hanker.
Hope says put the honey on them Canadian cupcakes and get yourself a weekend. Bernie's there.
Hold right. on.
And this, again, we've had a similar stories, and this is cool as fuck because, you know, we love lobsters. A rare orange lobster was found in a shipment of Red Lobster in Mississippi.
Oh.
And they turned it over to the Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And
yeah,
I was trying to make conversation at my gig yesterday. Talking to this guy, I says, you know, lobsters, they're virtually immortal. He goes, yeah, except when their shell quits growing.
Oh, okay.
So they do have a natural end. Eventually, their shell will quit growing, and then they just
explode.
Yeah. Probably be better to get thrown in a pot of boiling water.
Yeah.
Jeez. He's like, this is my choice? I explode or boil to death? What a life. You're immortal, man.
Imagine
shut
crashing
the fuck
through
up.
Your shell. Who came up with that plan?
What's that?
Who came up with that plan? With creating them.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a weird, yeah. You know, that shit just evolved down in the ocean depths, man. You know that. You know it. I know it. American people know it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no creation and shit there. Come on. Yeah. All right. No poop story tonight, but do have a slew of world records.
All right.
Okay, a British woman runs 106 marathons on 106 consecutive days.
Whoa, that's got to be impossible.
There was a broad did something similar, though, remember, a couple months ago?
Oh.
The Kate Jade, 35, of Derbyshire, England, began running 26.2 miles every day on December 31st, 2021, and finished her endeavor on April 15th of this year. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of fucking running, man.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Jesus Christ.
Consecutive day. No days off. 106 days in a row. Yikes. That's a good one, man. She earned that.
That's
motherfucker.
Insane.
Yeah. All right. California man. This guy earned his shit, too, man. GT's going to love this one. A California man eats 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute for a world record. Oi, oi, oi. They got this. He wears gloves, of course. You wear rubber gloves when you're touching these things. Yeah. And his face is as red as the dang pepper when he's eating these things. 17 ghost peppers. Oh, my God.
Those people are nuts as well. Shit will kill you.
Oh, yeah. He previously broke a world record by finishing 3 Carolina Reaper chili peppers in 8.72 seconds. Those are... Ugh. I think they're worse than the Reapers are worse than the ghost peppers. Ghost pepper actually
has flavor. I've never had either of them.
I've had both, and a ghost pepper has a little flavor to it. You just can't eat a lot of it.
But,
you know, good for him, man.
Yeah, there's fucking nuts.
Better ways to get your 15 minutes, I think.
Uh-huh.
Fucking peppers.
It'll kill you.
All right, a French free diver breaks world record at a depth of 393.7 feet. That's Don. Wearing bifins, She's not okay. There's no. It's not scuba or nothing. They just dive down. Wow.
Dive into a little bucket.
Man. The deepest dive ever. That's a long way down.
That is.
Probably good at holding his breath.
Probably good at belly flop.
Oh, see Apple Cheeks. She's going on over to Tim Hortons.
Bike ride.
Hope they have bread. All right. Chicago students taking aim at two world records with cereal box mosaic. Okay. Well, this is cool, though. This is cool. They're making a mosaic out of cereal boxes of the Ukrainian flag.
Oh, okay. Artistic.
Yeah. Members of the Chicago Children United for Ukraine. Wow.
All right.
That's pretty
nice.
And the box of cereals used in the attempt will be donated to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. The attempt is to aim to raise money for efforts in Ukraine. Yeah.
Nice.
And listen to more Ukraine rockabilly. That'll help.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. We're winning the war single-handedly over here.
The Dilberries.
The Dilberries. A Maryland woman broke a weightlifting record at a Virginia competition. Oof, man. Oof.
That's something I can never get behind.
She not my type. She lifted 1,620.4 pounds across three compound lifts, the squat, the bench press, and the deadlift.
That's just
natural. Wow. That's like a lot. That's a lot. Holy shit. Gee, man. What if you got her on a blind date? How you doing?
Good job.
Jeez. You come out from behind that rock or from under it? Let's see. Three men break world record by visiting all 50 states in 5 days. That's pretty fucking cool. That was probably a great road trip. 5 days, 13 hours, 10 minutes. Where'd they start? They started a trip in Vermont and aimed to take the record from these other cats who visited all 50 states in 5 days, 16 hours and 20 minutes. Oh, man, they only beat it by like 3 hours and 10 minutes.
You're not really visiting the states, though. You're flying by.
Yeah, it's a drive-by, man.
Uh-huh.
You should be able to, like, have to stop to take a selfie by the welcome to sign. And everything.
Kind of enjoy your visits.
Yeah. Visit a ballpark in each state. That'd be fun to do a ballpark.
Visit all 50, but no time limit.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, have some fun. Have a beer. All right.
There you go.
I just did. All righty. Here we go. Oh, this got posted in the wrong place. This is from the animal. Animal stories. All right. We'll go back to animal stories briefly. Police in Ohio said that they are on the hunt for a wallaby. It's wandering loose on multiple occasions in recent days. He was spotted. Brewster Police Department in Stark County. People reported seeing a baby kangaroo, and they later discerned that it was actually a wallaby. So do not attempt to approach the wallaby. Animal Rescue Department, you know, if you contact the authorities. And this is interesting. It's kind of a mystery because the police haven't said where the wallaby came from, but no wallabies have been reported missing any area zoos. It's a suspicious
wild pet.
Yeah, it's a wallaby mystery.
White pigs can live around here?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, I had that wolverine in my backyard.
Yeah.
You never know, man.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, any wall.
Wolverine.
Any wall, and I got the whistle pigs. I'll trade the whistle pigs for a wallaby. Any day of the week, man. All right. A South Carolina man attempting to break his own golf cart speed record. He got that. He got a golf cart up to 118.76 miles per hour.
Oh, wow. A golf cart? Shoot that.
That's the old record. Woo!
Oh, okay.
What's he say? Oh. That's his record that he has, and he will attempt the record again on Wednesday this week. We'll follow this next week.
Yeah.
And this time he expects to increase the record to faster than 150 miles an hour. God bless America. Robbie Steen of Fort Mill, South Carolina. Well, good luck to him, man. You're going to break your neck.
Do we have a picture of this golf court? Your golf cart?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a souped-up forklift without the lift on it.
Oh, okay.
Like a cage. You know, look, it's more than just a regular golf cart. It's a commando golf cart. Like, maybe what's that guy in the future there? How soon we forget. Whatever. It's like his golf cart. All right. A British man runs the width of Ireland in under 24 hours.
He runs it?
Yeah, he ran across Ireland in a day. 23 hours, 39 minutes. From the shore of the Atlantic Ocean at Galway City and westward for 23 hours, 39 minutes, arriving at the opposite coast in Dublin. And I guess he couldn't find, there's no record for somebody doing this. So maybe this is a new one for the guys. But he raised money for the Worldwide Fund for Nature. Aww.
There you go.
Hey, he's trying to save the whistle pigs, bastards.
Someone's got it.
All right, man. Well, I think that's it. That's all that happened this week, except there was an ex-president that got, 80,000. They took his fucking passport. They took his fucking passport. Oh, man. It's just the last minute. But other than that.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Still we're gone.
of all time. But there's some people who wanna act like that's a crime. We got a message to every critic in the land. We have your life in the palm of our hands.
Monkeypox. I'm having chest pain.
There he is.
Yeah, you got that guy. Hey, how'd you like your new theme, man?
Hey, I was taking that.
Yeah. You know what that was? Do you remember? Do you remember? I know
yeah,
you saw the show.
In fact, I wanted to ask you.
That was the theme song to the Siskel and Ebert at the movies.
Oh, okay.
Like
that was
circa
a long
19.
One too, wasn't it?
43 seconds.
Okay.
That was around 80.
I should have known it. I used to watch that show all the time.
Oh, I loved that show. It was great.
Uh-huh.
I took it off the episode where they reviewed Star Trek Wrath of Khan, Star Trek II.
They both loved that, huh?
They both loved that, yes. Yes. Who didn't love that? That was the greatest fucking movie ever. It really was. It was I love that movie. I fucking love it. Oh, you missed our sponsor last week, man. We had them on just for you.
Who was it?
Let me get them on here. We'll bring them back here. They're still selling their shit. You know, these commercials, they never stop. They just go and go.
Oh, yeah.
Go and go. And, you know, not to Joe Scarborough, but go.
I gained 53 pounds.
Did she say gain weight?
I gained 53 pounds with
Grenache
Weight Gainer.
That's right. Introducing
Grenache
Weight Gainer, the weight gain pill.
I've been skinny most of my life.
Grenache
Weight Gainer totally changed my life.
Grenache
Weight Gainer is a safe, effective, and patented weight gain pill.
I searched and searched online, and I finally found
Grenache
Weight Gainer. It took me only 3 months to gain 30 pounds.
I went from 150 to 175 in just 3 months.
All in all, I gained 53 pounds, and I'm super pumped.
I look and feel better than ever.
Gain the weight you want or your money back guaranteed. Order today and we'll include the exclusive weight gain guidebook, a $19.99 value free. Call now and we'll also upgrade your order to rush processing, a $6.99 value absolutely free. That's right. Save over $25 when you call or visit weightgainer.com now.
All right. You got
think that is pills?
Yeah.
I am mixing my drink.
Yeah, they got these pills you take, and I mean, you heard the lady. She's super pumped.
Super pumped.
But super pumped. Dude.
She wanted to get that junk in her ass.
She got in a commercial. She got junk. It all went to the trunk. Fortunately for her, I think that's what she was after. And
oh yeah,
It certainly worked out. Boner hose. Okay, geez. Do we have the boner hose?
Oh, we got it.
Boner hose.
There you go.
Ah, there you go. There's your boner hose.
Big guy. All
right. Oh, geez. Look at the clock on the wall. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Oh, holy shit.
You know what that means, Jack.
Sure do. Time for GT.
This is what everybody tunes in for. Except for that one guy. That one guy. Yeah. That's right. That's right, GT. It's yodeling time.
Good stuff.
Throbbing Gristle.
That's who that was?
No.
Oh, who was that? Did you say it before?
I said that it's the New Orleans Preservation Jazz Band.
Oh, okay. No shit.
You know them guys. Sure.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You know, I know you've listened to their sides.
Yeah.
No, I had this link to the Wikipedia page for Throbbing Gristle.
Yeah.
Group of musicians, performers in England in the 70s. They released some albums include. I guess I must have played a song by the Throbbing Gristle or something. What a great name for a band.
It is a great name.
Throbbing Gristle. Ah, Ford. Thank you, sir, for gracing us with your, presence. What do we got here? Well, do you have a beverage?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I got a water.
Water?
Got my water. Got my water. Yeah.
You should get yourself one of them Wendy's smoothies there, or what do they call them? What's the Wendy's called? It's not a milkshake. It's
I have no idea.
Wendy's Freezy. No. Icy. What is it?
Not a smoothie, is it?
Nah, it's not a smoothie. Frosty.
Okay.
Call it a Frosty. There you go. Oops on the trolley. They're too thick to... You can't drink them. They're not a milkshake. You got it's like an ice cream. Like a full ice cream. But by the end, it's like a drink.
I don't even think we have a Wendy's around here anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is... See, I live in the headquarters of Wendy's, man.
Okay.
Where they started. It's where their headquarters is. Wendy's down on Main Street turning tricks right now. Not the lovely Reverend Wendy. I mean the one that's on the sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Wendy,
yeah.
She's a good girl. Ford's got Bacardi White Rum. Nice.
Nice.
Molson Canadian.
Whoa.
Had some Canucks in there. Lovely. That'll be it on Canucks until next Monday because I want to be super pumped.
Yeah, there you go.
Lose some weight, man. Get super pumped. And I want you to gain some weight and get super pumped. I want everybody to get super pumped, man. I think that should be our goal.
Uh-huh. I know I am. She is.
All you possums. We got to work toward getting super pumped. Because, like, when's the last time you were super pumped?
I don't think I ever was.
Bosun can...
Not a one.
Come on, once. You had a little enthusiasm at some point. Come on. You got a little...
But not super.
Well, you had sex once.
There you go. That's right. I forget.
That's super pumped.
There you go.
Hey, she was super pumped day over there, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Jeez. Can't take me anywhere. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right, man. Well, energize. righty. Wrapping it up here. Bosmar. Yep. I hit that one by mistake, but I don't care, man. It's a good tune, man. The instruments are so tight on that.
Always did like Little Darling.
I said Basie was a pretty strict leader, man. Pretty strict band leader.
That's what I heard.
But the results are there, man.
Uh-huh. Damn Skippy.
This is smooth as glass. Crying out loud.
Duke was really strict, from what I understand.
Yeah, I would imagine. The stickler. Well, I'm glad you made it, dude.
Yeah, so am I. I couldn't believe 3:30 Sunday. I mean, Tuesday morning. I'm like, oh fuck.
That happens to the worst of us, man.
There you go.
All right, well, do it again next Monday.
Sounds good.
Man, I'm going to have to, like, fuck, when am I going to put the show together? Oh, well. If you come across anything interesting, send it my way.
Will do.
You have to put that one together on the fly. All right, man. And that is the Whistle Pig Possum Hour.
Espresso.